The Incredible Journey by Sheila Burnford. Read by Peter Whitman. The Beasts. I think I could turn and live with animals. They are so placid and self-contained. I stand and look at them long and long. They do not sweat and whine about their condition. They do not lie awake in the dark and weep for their sins. They do not make me sick discussing their duty to God. Not one is dissatisfied. Not one is demented with the mania of owning things. Not one kneels to another, nor to his kind that lived thousands of years ago. Not one is respectable or industrious over the whole earth. Walt Whitman, Leaves of Grass, Song of Myself, 32. Chapter 1. This journey took place in a part of Canada which lies in the northwestern part of the great sprawling province of Ontario. It is a vast area of deeply wooded wilderness, of endless chains of lonely lakes and rushing rivers. Thousands of miles of country roads, rough timber lanes, overgrown tracks leading to abandoned mines, and unmapped trails snake across its length and breadth. It is a country of far-flung, lonely farms, and a few widely scattered small towns and villages, of lonely trappers' shacks and logging camps. Most of its industry comes from the great pulp and paper companies, who work their timber concessions deep in the very heart of the forests, and from the mines, for it is rich in minerals. Prospectors work through it. There are trappers and Indians, and sometimes hunters who fly into the virgin lakes in small amphibious aircraft. There are pioneers with